3, 2, 1.
Hello, and welcome to the Fighting Moose Podcast. I'm your host and narrator, Jason Hendrickson. This is a podcast where I retell stories, some fictional and some historical, that can be enjoyed by people of all ages. Here we go again. I'm testing out a new microphone, just with different settings. I think this is going to be the last time I use this microphone. I'm not super happy with it, but I like the quality of my old mic better. With that being said, we're going to read the story titled Johnny Cake, which comes to us from the book The Crimson Fairy Book, edited by Andrew Lang. I will include a recipe and some history I found about Johnny Cakes in the show notes, but in short, Johnny Cakes look like pancakes and are apparently originally from the Shawnee tribe. I might try them out, and when and if I do, I'll have to let you know how it goes. Now, let's turn to today's story. I hope you enjoy. Let's begin.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
Johnny Cake. Once upon a time, there was an old man and an old woman and a little boy. One morning, the old woman made a Johnny Cake and put it in the oven to bake. You watch the Johnny Cake while your father and I go out to work in the garden. So the old man and the old woman went out and began to hoe potatoes and left the little boy to tend the oven. But he didn't watch it all the time. And all of a sudden, he heard a noise, and he looked up, and the oven door popped open, and out of the oven jumped Johnny Cake, and went rolling along end over end towards the open door of the house. The little boy ran to shut the door, but Johnny Cake was too quick for him, and rolled through the door, down the steps, and out into the road, long before the little boy could catch him. The little boy ran after him as fast as he could clip it, crying out to his father and mother, who heard the uproar and threw down their hoes and gave chase too. But Johnny Cake outran all three a long way and was soon out of sight, while they had to sit down, all out of breath, on a bank to rest. On went Johnny Cake, and by he came to two well diggers, who looked up from their work and called out, "Where are ye going, Johnny Cake?" He said, "I've outrun an old man, and an old woman, and a little boy, and I can outrun you too." "Ye can ye? We'll see about that," said they. And they threw down their picks and ran after him, but couldn't catch up with him, and soon they had to sit down by the roadside to rest. On ran Johnny Cake, and by he came to two ditch diggers who were digging a ditch. "Where are you going, Johnny Cake?" said they. He said, "I've outrun an old man, and an old woman, and a little boy, and two well diggers, and I can outrun you too." "Ye can ye? We'll see about that," said they, and they threw down their spades and ran after him too. But Johnny Cake soon outstripped them also, and seeing they could never catch him, they gave up the chase and sat down to rest. On went Johnny Cake, and by he came to a bear. The bear said, "Where are ye going, Johnny Cake?" He said, "I've outrun an old man, and an old woman, and a little boy, and two well diggers, and two ditch diggers, and I can outrun you too." "Ye can ye?" growled the bear. "We'll see about that," and trotted as fast as his legs could carry him after Johnny Cake, who never stopped to look behind him. Before long, the bear was left so far behind that he saw he might as well give up the hunt first as last, so he stretched himself out on the roadside to rest. On went Johnny Cake, and by he came to a wolf. The wolf said, "Where are you going, Johnny Cake?" he said. "I've outrun an old man and an old woman and a little boy and two well diggers and two ditch diggers and a bear, and I can outrun you too." "Ye can ye?" snarled the wolf. "We'll see about that." And he set into a gallop after Johnny Cake, who went on and on so fast that the wolf, too, saw there was no hope of overtaking him, and he, too, lay down to rest. On went Johnny Cake, and by he came to a fox that lay quietly in a corner of the fence. The fox called out in a sharp voice, but without getting up, "Where are ye going, Johnny Cake?" He said, "I've outrun an old man and an old woman and a little boy and two well diggers and two ditch diggers, a bear and a wolf, and I can outrun you too." The fox said, "I can't quite hear you, Johnny Cake. Won't you come a little bit closer?" turning his head a little to one side. Johnny Cake stopped his race for the first time and went a little closer and called out in a very loud voice, "I've outrun an old man and an old woman and a little boy and two well diggers and two ditch diggers and a bear and a wolf, and I can outrun you too." "Can't quite hear you. Won't you come a little closer?" said the fox in a feeble voice as he stretched out his neck towards Johnny Cake and put one paw behind his ear. Johnny Cake came up close and, leaning towards the fox, screamed out, "I've outrun an old man and an old woman and a little boy and two well diggers and two ditch diggers and a bear and a wolf, and I can outrun you too." "You can you?" yelped the fox, and he snapped up the Johnny Cake in his sharp teeth in the twinkling of an eye.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed. That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Fighting Moose Podcast. Please join us next time as we read another exciting story. Today's music was provided by the artist Analog by Nature, and the audio clips were provided from NASA. For more information to download and or listen to audio or materials from all our recordings, or to contact us, please visit www.thefightingmoose.com, or you can follow the links in the show notes. If you enjoy the podcast, please leave us a review wherever you get your podcast or on iTunes, and tell a friend. Thank you for your patronage, and as always, try and do a random act of kindness every day.
Mission complete, Houston. After serving the world for over 30 years, the space shuttle turned its place in history and has come to a final stop.